It was a cool, breezy evening, and Balu sat on the porch of his grandmother's small house in the countryside. The sun had just set, painting the sky in shades of orange and purple. Balu looked restless, his eyes scanning the distant horizon. Sensing his unease, his grandmother sat beside him with her warm smile. "What's troubling you, my boy?" she asked, her voice as comforting as a soft blanket. Balu sighed. "I feel like I don't matter. No matter what I do, it doesn't seem to make a difference. It's like the world is too big and I'm too small." His grandmother reached out and patted his shoulder. "Let me tell you a story," she said, her tone soft yet firm. "This story might help you see things differently. Once, in a small village nestled between the mountains and a river, there lived a young man named Ravi. Ravi was a dreamer, but he felt trapped by the smallness of his life. He worked hard every day, helping his father tend to their fields, but in his heart, he longed to do something great, something that would change the world. One day, Ravi climbed to the top of a nearby hill to think. From there, he could see the entire village below, the river winding like a silver ribbon, and the mountains standing tall and proud. How can I ever make a difference in a world so vast? Ravi thought aloud, his voice filled with frustration. Just then, an old traveler appeared. He had a long beard and eyes that twinkled with wisdom. The traveler smiled and said, "I've heard that question many times before." Ravi, startled, asked, "Who are you?" "I'm just a wanderer," the traveler replied, "but I've learned some things on my journey. Would you like to hear a story?" Ravi nodded, curious. The traveler began, "Once, there was a great forest, home to many animals and plants. One day, a terrible fire broke out, spreading quickly through the trees. The animals fled in panic, and even the strongest among them felt powerless. But among them was a tiny bird. The bird flew to the river, picked up a single drop of water in its beak, and flew back to the fire, dropping it on the flames. Then it flew back to the river for another drop. The animals laughed and said, 'What are you doing? You can't possibly put out this fire.' The bird replied, 'I'm doing what I can.' The gods in the heavens watched the little bird and were so moved by its courage that they sent rain to extinguish the fire. The forest was saved, all because of that one bird." Ravi listened intently, his heart stirred by the story. "Are you saying that even small actions matter?" he asked. "Exactly," the traveler said with a nod. "The world may be big, but even the smallest effort can create ripples." Ravi thanked the traveler and went back to his village with a new sense of purpose. He began helping his neighbors, teaching the children to read, and planting trees along the riverbank. His actions inspired others, and soon the village became a thriving, happy community. Years later, when Ravi looked back on his life, he realized that while he hadn't changed the entire world, he had changed his corner of it, and that was enough. Grandmother paused and looked at Balu. "So, you see, my boy, it's not about being big or doing something grand. It's about doing what you can, where you are, with what you have." Balu thought for a moment and asked, "But what if no one notices, Grandma? What if it doesn't make any difference?" Grandmother smiled. "Sometimes, the results aren't visible right away. But trust me, every kind act, every small effort, adds up. Like drops of water filling a pot, they create something meaningful over time. And remember," she added, "the world isn't just changed by heroes in stories. It's changed by people like you and me, people who choose to care, to try, and to believe." Balu leaned against his grandmother's shoulder, her words settling in his heart like a warm glow. As the stars appeared one by one in the dark sky, he felt a new sense of hope. Maybe he didn't need to change the entire world. Maybe all he needed to do was start.